Dear radio listeners, we read in the Word of God, Psalm 139, verses 19 through 22, "Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." The passage requires us to face some hard questions. Is David sinning as he writes these words, or is he setting forth some truth which the child of God must follow in his own life? Not surprisingly, many say today that David is sinning. He expressly says he hates men, whereas Scripture makes clear we are told that hatred is wrong. We must tolerate others, we must forgive others, we must follow Jesus' example of love. The problem with that is, in the first place, that David writes by inspiration. God, by his Spirit, causes and governs David as he writes these words. The second place, David writes to God as though he knows God will be pleasing with him for manifesting this hatred. He continues to say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." He knows, as he speaks to God of his hatred of Jehovah's enemies, that God is pleased with him in this. Thirdly, Scripture tells us that even Jehovah does hate. Though a God of love, that does not mean he does not hate. "I love Jacob," he says in Malachi 1 verse 2, and then in verse 3, "and I hated Esau." And any who might say that hatred of Esau was merely a lesser love than he had for Jacob has yet to reckon with the words that follow, "and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness." Such is the hatred of Jehovah that he destroyed Esau. The child of God must therefore understand that there is a truth expressed in these words of David regarding his hatred of the enemies of Jehovah, which we must emulate. Of course, we must understand clearly just what this hatred is and what it is not. We must understand very clearly in what way we may or do show hatred which pleases Jehovah, and in what way we may not. Our basic explanation of the text is going to be this, that David, in expressing his hatred of Jehovah's enemies, shows his love for Jehovah himself. Love for Jehovah, this is the keeping of the law. He hates not his enemies, but Jehovah's enemies. He shows his hatred not by killing them, but by not associating with them. And in stating his hatred of Jehovah's enemies, David states this to show how devoted he is to the cause of God. As we go through the message today, there are four key points that I will make that, when understood properly, will help us know what it is to hate the enemies of Jehovah. First, we must ask then, what was this hatred? And David makes clear that he hated the enemies of Jehovah. Here is key point number one. David is clear on this. He says in verse 19 through 21, "Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee?" David is not speaking of his hatred of his own personal enemies. There was the command of Jesus, "Love your enemies." David did that. He loved King Saul, who was his enemy and tried to kill him. He loved a man named Shimei, who cursed David. Both of these, David showed his love by not killing them, nor even harming them. But David does not say that he hates his own enemies. He hates rather the enemies of Jehovah. And while sometimes these might be one and the same person, my enemies and Jehovah's enemies. Then we hate the one not because they are our enemies, but because they are Jehovah's enemies. That hatred of David for the enemies of Jehovah was a genuine, heartfelt hatred. Do not I hate them? Am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? David expresses in these words his continual activity of hatred. This is not a one-time act from which he turns later, but it's a continual activity in his life. And that this hatred is genuine and heartfelt is also clear from the word perfect. I hate them with perfect hatred. Hatred which involves the whole man, and hatred which reaches a certain goal, the goal of manifesting that hatred by separation. That leads us to ask then, how is this hatred manifest? And key point number two today is that this hatred is not manifest by killing or harming these enemies. David's words here give no justification for what are called today hate crimes, or an attitude of heart that desires the destruction of any other human being. Whatever is the idea of hating the enemies of Jehovah, it does not include killing, torturing, or harming those whom we do not like. The Christian must be aware of this also. In the news, from time to time, we hear of Christians killing abortionists or killing homosexuals, as though that is a way to show their love for God. There is no justification of that idea in this text, for David does not speak of hating them by killing or harming them. It is true that David does speak of their day of the day of their destruction. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. David does believe that the day comes when God will destroy them. Not just the earthly destruction of earthly death, but David has in mind also the eternal, everlasting destruction of hell. Not everybody likes to hear that God destroys men in hell. How can a living God, a loving God, destroy? The question forgets that God requires love and faith from us, and he hates those who do not love him and believe in him. So much does he hate the failure to love and believe in him that he had to send, and did send, Jesus Christ to bear our punishment, bear the punishment of the sins of all the people of God, for if our punishment was not borne, also we would be destroyed in hell. But those who do not believe in God and in Jesus Christ and who will not obey must be punished. David speaks of that day of their destruction as something they justly deserve. But in speaking of that day, he makes no mention of hastening that day. That is, he does nothing to indicate that he will try to bring that day to pass more quickly, but he simply looks for the day when God destroys them himself. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. And he speaks of that day as a certainty. How then is the hatred of David manifest? Key point number three today is that this hatred is manifest by living the antithesis. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, he says in verse 19. What is the antithesis? The antithesis is the separation that God has created between men and men, between those men who are saved in Jesus Christ, chosen to salvation from all eternity, given the grace of the Holy Spirit, and one day brought to heaven, on the one hand, and on the other hand, those men who do not love Christ, will not obey God, who go about life flagrantly defying him, and who will be brought to hell as their just destruction. The antithesis is the separation between the two, and David says now that he will live that antithesis. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. I will have nothing to do with you. To say of one person, I will not be your friend is an aspect of hatred. Not the kind of hatred that is raw, not the kind of hatred that is going to lead us to kill or to harm. It's a simple fact, and it's often forgotten today, that one way in which we show hatred is by refusing to be another person's friend. Jesus commands us to love our enemies then, and by that he means seek their good. If you see them lying alongside the road in need of help, help them. If you see harm has come upon them, show mercy to them. But does Jesus' command to love our enemies mean that we must be friends with them? That we must have fellowship with them? That's not what Jesus means. And that becomes clear from the Word of God in our text. The hatred of which David speaks is the kind of hatred that separates ourselves from these wicked people. Not that we will live separate geographically. We are in the same world as the ungodly. We work alongside of the ungodly. We go to the stores alongside of the ungodly. But we are not their friends. We might speak to the ungodly, calling them to repentance. But we do not join with them in recreation and fellowship with them. Such is the antithetical life of the child of God. It's that David has in mind when he says, I hate them. I will have no friendships with them. Understanding then what that hatred of David for the enemies of Jehovah is, and seeing that it isn't the kind of hatred so many would speak of immediately today, we can ask the question next, is David justified for this hatred of his enemies? Of the enemies of Jehovah. David does justify, he makes an attempt to justify his hatred, and he justifies it on the basis of their wickedness. He says in verse 19, they are wicked, surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. They are corrupt, they have committed crimes worthy of death. Having said that generally, David goes on to give specific instances of wickedness. He calls them bloody men. Bloody men, of course, are murderers. This doesn't mean that these men have necessarily committed murder, but perhaps the hatred that they show in the form of desiring the removal or the murder of another human being is what David had in mind. We read in 1 John 3, verse 15, whosoever hateth his brother, and that hatred isn't merely the form of separating from one's fellowship, but desiring one's destruction, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Not only are these bloody men, but they are blasphemers. They speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. David refers to the kind of men who show their hatred of God and of Jesus Christ and of Scripture as the revelation of God and of the church as the people of God by rising up against God himself. Am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? These are the kind of people who spread the lie, who hate the truth of Jesus Christ, and who do everything in their power to destroy the faith of God's people. Because they show their utter contempt of Jehovah, David says he is justified in hating them. And we can understand that justification when we realize that David was at war with these enemies of Jehovah, because these enemies of Jehovah were at war with God. They are the enemies, the warriors against Jehovah. In war, there is no tolerance. In war, there is no trying to be nice to the enemy. You mayn't do that in war because it will mean your death. Anybody who's been in a war must surely understand this. In war, hatred of one's enemy is justified. And so David justifies his hatred of the enemies of Jehovah. This is a matter of his devotion to his God and a matter of his life. There we have, in the first place, then, the justification of this hatred of the enemies of God. And it must be on the basis of this justification that any child of God who truly loves God is ready to say that anyone who is at war with Jehovah, I will have no fellowship with, lest in the process I be cast out of Jehovah's fellowship and friendship. That's how David also justifies his hatred of the enemies of God. He justifies it on the basis of the covenant of God. What is the covenant? It's that bond of friendship and fellowship which God unconditionally and sovereignly makes with his people. Now, David doesn't use the word covenant in our text, but he does use the covenantal name of God, the name Jehovah. Do not I hate them, O Jehovah, that hate thee? The covenant implies love and fellowship and a desire to be pleasing to God. One who is in that covenant necessarily hates those who are not. And here we come to key point number 4. Hatred is not the opposite of love always, but can be a manifestation of love. Let me explain that. It is certainly true that I cannot love and hate the same person. That is not possible. But I can hate one person in my love for another person. A married man loves his wife. And because he loves his wife and delights in covenant fellowship with her, he will have nothing to do with other women. That doesn't mean he's going to go out and kill other women, but there is a sense in which he hates other women. If another woman comes to him seeking his love, he tells her, "Depart from me, get away from me," just as David says to the ungodly wicked people in our text. And that kind of attitude toward that other woman shows love for the man's wife. That's David's justification now for hating the enemies of God. David is part of the bride of Jehovah and of Jesus Christ, part of the church. All who hate his God, he has no fellowship with. Having explained the justification for this hatred, notice that David tells Jehovah of this hatred. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? The questions are rhetorical. That is, David does not expect an answer. He's not asking because he doesn't know the answer. Rather, he asks them to make a point. The point is, indeed I hate them, O Lord. Indeed I am grieved with those that rise up against thee. And he expresses that point in verse 22, I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Why does David take the trouble to tell Jehovah this? The answer is to show how great his love for God is. He does not speak hypocritically when he speaks to God of his hatred for the enemies of God. For he knows this truth about Jehovah that Psalm 139 has told us and taught us repeatedly. Jehovah knows all things. Because Jehovah knows all things, Jehovah knows David's heart. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? Thou, Lord, knowest. And thou dost know that this is the evidence of my love for thee. It is important then that the child of God follow David's example. In our love for Jehovah God, we must have no fellowship, no friendship with those who hate Jehovah. We may desire their repentance and their salvation, but we may not act as though they and we are alike. There is something fundamentally different about us, so different that it must of necessity affect our outlook on life, the things we do, the people with whom we associate. That difference is, one hates Jehovah, the only true God, the other loves him. Do you tell Jehovah in prayer that you love him? And then do you ever try to demonstrate to him in prayer how great and how sincere your love for him is? The way that David demonstrates that love and that sincerity, we are to follow, by keeping ourselves from those who hate and oppose Jehovah God and his cause. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we might have a hatred of thy enemies, which is genuine and heartfelt, but at the same time that thou wilt keep us from hating our own enemies. This we find very hard to do because of our sinful human nature. Supply us with the grace we need to the honor and glory of thy name, and forgive our sins and sinfulness, for Jesus' sake. Amen.